Thank you, Sarah. And now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include more work to roots in and around Norwich and our wonderful doctors and nurses. But first, new plans for the Ferryboat Inn.
A fresh effort to breathe life into a boarded-up riverside pub has been given the thumbs-up by civic watchdogs. The Ferryboat Inn in Norwich used to be a key rock music venue, but it has been vacant since 2006. A bid to turn it into a hostel for backpackers was abandoned, and members of Norwich City Council's planning committee rejected a bid to build 43 apartments there, stating plans were not sensitive to the conservation area. Developers went back to the drawing board and came back with a scaled-back application, hoping that would allay concerns. The original application proposed 43 apartments and a seven-storey tower. This has been reduced to 41 dwellings and a five-storey tower. Ferryboat Development said the new vision represented the outcome of a process of refinement following extensive consultation. And the new design found favour with civic watchdog the Norwich Society. Norwich City Council's planning committee will make a decision over the Grade 2 listed building in the coming months.
Scientists from Norwich Research Park are working with Indian officials to tackle global food shortages and increase crop yields. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between India's Department of Biotechnology and a consortium including the University of East Anglia and the John Innes Centre. The aim is to establish a collaboration programme in crop science.
Norfolk's Chief Constable has praised the dedication and professionalism of officers and staff in protecting Norfolk's most vulnerable people. Simon Bailey said, "Identifying and protecting those people at risk of serious harm in our county is our priority, be they vulnerable children and adults or the victims of domestic or sexual abuse." The demand in this area of work has increased dramatically in recent years due to a number of factors, including the so-called Savile effect and cases of national interest, such as the child sexual exploitation of teenage girls in Rotherham. "I have no doubt demand in this area will continue to grow, and I believe, as a result of the action taken by investing significant resource to this area, we will be well placed to meet this challenge." Mr. Bailey, the National Police Lead for Child Protection, was speaking as Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary found the force to be one of the best performing in the country following reviews last year.
"The people of Norwich are urged to have their say over a controversial multi-million pound cycle scheme. Bosses at Norwich City Council concede they need to learn lessons from the work on the £5.7 million Push the Pedalway scheme. The council says work on the 8-mile pink pedalway cycle route between Heartsease and Coney via the city centre has brought improvements, but they acknowledge parts of the project, such as the avenues and Tombland, were problematic. With £8.4 million of Cycle City Ambition cash to be spent on two further routes, the council has asked the public to tell them what they got right and wrong. The aim is not to repeat the mistakes made on the first phase. It cost £5.7 million and was hailed as a way to make an 8-mile bicycle route through the heart of Norwich between Heartsease and Coney safer for cyclists and pedestrians. But parts of the Push the Pedalway project were branded as a shambles, leaving drivers and cyclists alike shaking their heads. Now, with Norwich City Council looking to make improvements to two more routes, it has asked the public to tell them what went wrong and right.
More than 17,300 new homes were built in the east of England last year as house completions and starts hit a 7-year high across the country. The quarterly figures from the Department of Communities and Local Government came as a separate report laid bare the economic impact of construction and called for home building activity to be ramped up. Housing completions rose 18% in the east of England in the year to December 2015, with a further 17,500 new homes started, while nationally 143,500 new-build homes were started, up 23% on the same period a year earlier. Community Secretary Greg Clark said the results were a step towards the government's ambition of building 1 million new homes within this parliament through its Housing and Planning Bill. The figures show how our reforms to the planning system are delivering the permissions needed, and schemes like Help to Buy have given builders the confidence to invest and build, with starts and completions now at their highest since 2008, he said.
It was meant to be a way to keep Norwich green and leafy, but a scheme to encourage the public to help meet the costs of planting trees across the city seems to have failed to take root. New figures show since the project was launched 2 years ago, just 13 trees have been planted, almost half of which were just in one street, at a time when the city has lost hundreds of trees. The scheme was intended to make up for the thousands of pounds being cut from the city's tree planting budget and saw communities and companies urged to sponsor the planting of new trees where old and diseased ones had been felled. Campaigners have criticised the project and the decision not to reinstate the funding in the coming year's budget. Council leaders, however, say other ways to fund tree planting are being pursued.
In her hour of need, when their rapid response meant the difference between life and death, the region's paramedics, doctors and nurses were there to save schoolgirl Kelsey Sandy. The mother of the 12-year-old, who was struck down by the potentially killer disease meningitis C, said her daughter owed her life to the staff at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Between the paramedics who rushed to her aid and administered antibiotics, to the doctors who diagnosed the disease and the skilled surgeons who perform skin grafts, Kelsey has been in safe hands. "The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital saved her life," said Kelsey's mum, Sharon Curtis from Norwich. "Although she has been left with scars and has had to have skin grafts, it could have been different. She could have lost limbs."
A woman who has raised almost £30,000 in memory of her late boyfriend has been recognised with a prestigious award. Alex Goff, 23, launched the Oliver Scott Greenard Sunflower Tribute Fund in 2011, weeks after her boyfriend Ollie suffered an epileptic seizure and died aged 19. Miss Goff of Norwich has now been honoured with a volunteer award by national charity Epilepsy Action for her fundraising work. She has organised music nights and encouraged others to organise a 24-hour football match and a ploughing competition. She has also taken part in a sponsored skydive and is taking on the London Marathon this year. "I'm so excited and touched to receive this award," she said. "Fundraising for Epilepsy in Action in Ollie's memory has been a great way to keep his legacy alive."
Business-savvy students from Norwich School emerged victorious from the Ipswich heat of a national business and accounting competition. The team will represent the East of England at the final of the BASE contest run by the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales in June. Philippa Bourne, ICAEW Regional Director in the East of England, said, "I'm always heartened to see the level of enthusiasm among teams in this competition. Students face an unfamiliar situation in which they have to work as a team under time pressure to deliver their findings in a succinct presentation. When you see this level of achievement, it makes you positive about the future."
Record numbers flock to see newborn lambs taking their first faltering steps at a Norfolk farming college. With spring finally coming, Easton and Otley College hosted its annual lambing weekend, giving people the chance to see newborn animals. And over the course of Saturday and Sunday, there were in excess of 7,000 visitors to the popular event, breaking the previous record. That's all from Dorothy and me. Now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.